All right, Mark, man, hope you're doing well. Mark Raimondi, he covers the Falcons for ESPN.com. We get a chance to see him up there at Flyer Branch every week. First of all, how you feeling, man, Sunday night? Mike and I were saying we got to pace ourselves. 8:20, it's a long time.
Long game.
I'm going to need some coffee, some energy drinks, you know, got to stay hydrated, very important. But, you know, it's all right. It's prime time, 2 weeks in a row. We got this. We got this.
No doubt.
And, Mark, we talked about this, you know, all week, saw you up there at Flowery Branch. It's like week one, we were for prime time against the Steelers. And I think there's some things, if we took it back, that we'd probably approach differently. It just seems like, you know, the play action, the way he was able to get to the running back on the stretch run plays, Cousins showed you what I think fans were expecting week one.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we're being honest, they didn't play extremely well for the first, you know, 3.5-plus quarters on offense. They played fairly well at times, but they still didn't have a ton of flow in their offense until that final drive where, you know, Kirk Cousins became the Kirk Cousins that, you know, the team, you know, paid $180 million for over 4 years. So I think there's definitely still plenty to work on. I think you got to like what you see from the rushing attack. You know, Bijan Robinson played great. You know, even Tyler Allgeier played very well. And, you know, Cousins, I think, is still, you know, we've talked about this for the last few months, guys. This is a team that's probably not going to be peaking until closer to the middle of the season. You know, Kirk Cousins is coming off the torn Achilles. Okay, he's healthy, but what does that mean? You know, he's still not 100% comfortable, and he has said so. And that's okay. And that's just going to be the reality of the situation. And there's definitely room for improvement, and I think they will continue to improve.
How much do we stick to what was working last week, meaning the run game and what we saw with Bijan? Look, I don't go away from it. I think that's our identity, Mark. And going up against this Chiefs team and Chris Jones, one of the best defensive players in the league, you know, we saw our fair share of T.J. Watt. Jones is he's a game breaker like that as well. He can wreck a game for you. I say we still have to go at him like we did last week against the Eagles in that D-line.
I agree. I think the running game should absolutely be a featured part of this offense. Bijan Robinson is one of the most talented skill players in the NFL. I'll say that. I mean, he is a dynamic, explosive talent. You know, he's 23 years old. He's only going to get better from here. But I do think that if there is a chance for Kirk Cousins to kind of have, and I know it's crazy to say because it's the Kansas City Chiefs, but if you look at their first two games, I mean, the two worst teams as far as pass rush win rate of the last 2 weeks are playing tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Falcons and the Kansas City Chiefs. Neither team is getting to the quarterback right now. And I think that could be an opportunity. You know, the offensive line looked really good last week. Chris Lindstrom played fantastic. And I think there could be an opportunity this week for Cousins to get time and find, you know, find his guys. I think Drake London, you know, you saw flashes. So I think maybe a big game is in store tonight. And if they're not getting to the quarterback, that could mean a more Kirk Cousins-like game for Kirk Cousins.
It's a Mark Raimondi, guys, from ESPN.com covering the Falcons here as we're live at the Nest on the fourth floor here, guys. It's Signia, amazing facility, beautiful Hilton Hotel right across from Mercedes-Benz here on Northside. The thing about, you mentioned Drake London, at the end of the game, after one of the greatest Falcon come-from-behind victories in franchise history, Kirk Cousins is just like, yeah, I got to be better. I miss Drake. I mean, it just makes you feel like he knows where he needs to be, and maybe we misunderstood that he's not 100% when he talked with Troy Aikman. He's not 100% being Kirk Cousins in his prime. But getting those guys the ball on schedule, the explosive plays, which we saw at the end of the game, you think we'll see those early in this game?
It's possible. You can't manufacture, you know, that 2 minute offense. You know, I mean, it's hard to do, right? The circumstances are very different. Defenses are going to be different. Coverages are going to be different. But I do think, again, I don't think this Kansas City Chiefs defense has not really lit the world on fire the last 2 weeks, and you know they haven't played all that well. I mean, even if you go back to last year, it's like they were the best team in the NFL, but they weren't dominant. You know, they were not this crushing team that killed everyone. They found ways to win. Right? They found ways to win, and they did that all the way to another championship. But you know, the defense, I don't think this year is anything special, and it's an opportunity. You know, it's an opportunity. It's another primetime game. You know, the Falcons defense has played really well. You know, if they can keep Mahomes, and that's obviously not, you know, a tall order. They can keep him in check, and you know the running game. We don't even know what's going to be because they just lost their, you know, their best runner, Pacheco. you know, if the Falcons can keep, if the defense can keep the game at hand and keep the you know, the Falcons in the game, you know, the offense has a chance to win it.
It is Mark Raimondi, guys, as we talk about tonight's matchup. Chiefs in town for Sunday Night Football against the Falcons. Obviously, the Chiefs are going for an unprecedented 3 in a row. We know they can't do that right now. But, you know, this is part of the building process, right? And they're not playing their best football. Mark mentioned it in the first 2 weeks. I said, Mark, before you came on, I think there are two areas where we are simply better than they are. One is the back half of our defense with our safeties. The other is the O-line. Is there another area where you feel like we're just better than they are from a position standpoint or player standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, right now, a running back. Certainly a running back. You know, they. Right. Is it going to be you know, Carson Steele out there? You know, the undrafted rookie. I mean, they lost Pacheco for a little bit now. That's definitely an area, I would say. You know, it's tough because when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, I mean, it's like he could almost win. I mean, it's an 11-on-11 game, right? But he's so good that he can win the game for you, and that's where it becomes very, very tricky. Because you know, you could have a better unit than the Chiefs in every aspect. You're not going to have it at quarterback, but that person does not exist, and that's the game changing position. So it's hard to say, but I think this is a winnable game for the Falcons tonight. You know, I think when that was on the schedule in week three, it's like, and then even before last week, guys, it's like, oh man, if they don't beat the Eagles. Oh boy, we're looking at 0-3. This is a winnable game for this team. It's a winnable game. It's going to be hard. It's a challenge, but it's a winnable game.
Right. I mean, it's Mark Raimondi from ESPN.com. It's funny because, you know, yeah, look, if T.J. Watt is, you know, was like Thor, he's an Avenger, okay, then he'd have 100 sacks. And you could, I mean, there are ways to game plan, and you got to execute. And that's the thing about Mahomes. I mean, nobody can look as bad as they did on Christmas week against the Raiders and come back, as we said, and just throw the switch. How do you, to your point, Mark, avoid that moment where, you know, Andy Reid draws up a great play, and all of a sudden now it's the improvisational thing? Do you just really have to stay with your receivers for that extra 5 seconds? They always find a way, Kelsey especially. Or do you feel that maybe we'll try to blitz and be a little more aggressive and throw some other things at Patrick Mahomes? Because Simmons is familiar with him.
Yeah, I mean, so that's true. And Simmons has intercepted him more than anyone. And that's got to be a good sign. I mean, I think that, you know, so far – the Falcons secondary has played very well, you know, better than I think, you know, anyone could have predicted over the first two games. And there was an interesting stat that ESPN, you know, put out the other day. You know, the fewest yards after a catch, not just in the entire NFL this year, but going back after the first two games since 2010, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, only 2.8 yards after the catch. And, you know, I think that's a big key in tonight's game. You know, Mahomes is going to do his thing. He's going to find his receivers, but they have to be able to catch them before it turns into a big chunk play or worse. And I think that's a big key. And secondary has done well so far, and this is going to be their biggest test yet.
Mark, as far as, you know, Kyle Pitts, tell us what your impressions are. Mike and I were talking about him. Just specifically, I said he's doing everything they're asking him to do. He has a touchdown. But how do you feel about his play thus far, and what are you hearing from whether it's Zach or other folks around the team about where Kyle Pitts is right now?
Yeah, I think it's Kyle Pitts is kind of a funny case because he had that incredible rookie season, right? And everyone is kind of waiting for him to replicate that. Maybe that was a complete aberration. That doesn't mean Kyle Pitts is a bad player. That doesn't mean he's not even a very good player. He is. It's just a matter of where does he fit in this offense? And he as you mentioned, he has done everything they've asked him, and his blocking has improved. I mean, I don't think there's any way around it. His blocking has improved. That's one of the things they wanted, and it's just a matter of him. It's hard to say after 2 weeks because, as we mentioned before, the offense has not clicked for, you know, most of the 8 quarters they've played, right?
Right.
And he did have a big play on that final drive last week in Philadelphia. He did.
Moved
in his hometown.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was a big play. So it's hard to judge him based on how the offense has played over the first 2 weeks. The one thing you can say is his blocking has looked better, and he's caught a couple of timely passes. And I don't think you can – certainly you can't kill him for that, and I think that you've got to wait and see, you know, where this goes. I mean, no one on the receiving core, you know, London, you know, Ray-Ray McCloud and and Mooney are the two leading receivers right now for the Falcons.
Right.
So it's hard to say right now where they're at.
Mark Romani from ESPN, guys. We're live here at the Nest at Signia by Hilton here on Northside. The thing about this game, and you said it, we didn't know what a Zach Robinson offense was going to look like. We already talked about what happened with the Steelers. Maybe that was a byproduct of not really trusting Kirk Cousins being 100%. So then we're going to ask him to do some of the things he couldn't do just yet. But do you feel that us expecting this to look like Rams East Coast was wrong? And Zach's going to have his own. I mean, it really will be a unique take on the Sean McVay plan.
I think so. I mean, I think he's his own man, right? I don't think he's just going to, you know, be just try to take from their playbook, so to speak, as much as possible. I think he's a guy that, you know, he was a quarterback himself. He was an analyst. You know, he studied quarterbacks. He studied offenses. He's a guy that has a vast knowledge of the NFL on the offensive side of the ball. So I don't think just because he was with Sean McVay for a few years means he's going to be, you know, a zombie for that type of offense. I think he's going to adapt. And look, this is the NFL. You need to adapt to your personnel too. I mean, you need to adapt to your personnel. And I do think we'll see a little bit of the Sean McVay. You know, I think, you know, we're seeing 11 personnel, certainly, you know, quite a bit of that. And I think that will continue. But I think he's going to mix it up. And he's going to utilize, you know, we're going to see more of a bigger running game than you would imagine, you know, a McVay disciple might have with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier.
Mark, what happens tonight? Monday, are we talking about a dub? When we see you Wednesday, are we celebrating having beaten the Chiefs and moving on? Tell me what happens tonight. What do you think? I do agree we all feel like close game. What happens tonight?
Putting me on the spot. I do think it's a close game. It's a close game in the fourth quarter, and it's really hard to say. It's hard to say what happens. You know, it's hard to make these predictions.
Say
the NFL, you guys are putting me on the spot here.
And we're not saying. Listen. We do talk radio. We're not asking you if you want the Falcons to win. That's a given.
Yeah, right.
What's your heart tell you? If he tells you, hey, Mahomes is going to find a way, say it. It's okay.
Say it.
I honestly just don't. I just don't know. It's week three. You know, it's week three. You can't. We don't know. We don't know anything about these teams yet. If we're being honest, I mean, it's just there's not enough.
Not enough
we don't have enough data. You know, we don't have enough data on these teams yet to say. For sure, you know, we've seen the Falcons play well at times. We've seen them play not great on defense for, I would say, the majority of the time so far. What are we going to see tonight against probably a defense that's not as good as the last two they played? I don't know. Patrick Mahomes is a complete wild card, you know. I will give you one prediction. I will give you guys one prediction. Sunday night.
All right, give it up.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium, week three, Kansas City Chiefs at the Atlanta Falcons. My prediction. Taylor Swift will be in the building.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm with you. That's going to happen.
Someone's going to dump a bucket of hot dogs on Taylor Swift.
Oh, stop it. Do not go there.
Hey, by the way, 40.
And you know, guys, two straight primetime games. Midnights have to become our afternoons. And I'll leave you with that.
And by the way, I want to press it even further. If you can't give me the win, give me the over. Over, under, because you mentioned both teams are not really effectively getting after the quarterback. Good offense.
What's the number?
46.5. You think it goes over, Mark? Like 27-21? That gets me to 48.
I have no idea, but you missed my Taylor Swift lyric reference. I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
Dude, Carl was clowning me the other day. I don't even know. Carl goes, you know the song she sings. I go, I don't listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Carl goes, you'd know it if you heard it. I don't know.
If you heard it, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
56, man.
An American icon, according to Jimmy Lake, the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons.
He is right. There's no doubt. All right, man. We got to run. I know you're getting ready to come down here as well. And, hey, man, enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next week, Mark. Appreciate you as always.
Thanks, guys. Take care.